lower body injury that's going to keep him out of the lineup for a period of time. He's going to get reevaluated in 2 weeks. And after that, it'll be on a week-to-week basis. There's a big area on how long it takes to heal these things up. So to be quite honest with you, it's actually better news than I was expecting. I really was not hopeful yesterday, and that's why it's good that you don't say anything about it. So better news, but he is going to be out of our lineup for the near future.
He seemed to be in pretty good spirits doing some interviews with Blake. Is he handling the news well himself?
Well, I think he's probably was a lot like me. You don't know until it gets looked at, and there's always a concern with any injury, but a significant injury that when you don't know how long it's going to be. So I think we were all a little bit uptight about that one and took it as good news when we got it.
Let's talk about the mentality of having to play without him for at least a couple weeks.
Well, we're going to deal with it. It's going to be, you know, you wanted more than 2 minutes of ice time to get a feel for your lineup. That didn't help. But we have some things that have stayed together, and Bufflin spent time with Shifley and Wheeler, and they, I think they like playing with each other. They've had some success in doing that. And regardless of who is playing on the pro line, it was going to be a new line. You've got a new player in the league, a new player to your team, so there's no loss of chemistry on that line together. So it's tough, but again, everybody's dealing with this at some point during their season.
You touched on the parole line. A chance for Halaschuk obviously came into preseason and made himself pretty noticeable.
You know, he had to come in and fight for a job on the team and earned a job. And then he's just a great pro. He's in fantastic shape. He studies the game. He knows the systems. And he has a consistent level every shift. So we're expecting him to be good on that line. We think it was a difficult decision for me to keep him out after the camp he had for the opening game. But he'll make the most of his opportunity.
So early.
Oh, he's just good. You know, I mean, I don't know that we spent a whole lot of time looking at birth certificates here. It's what can you get done? We played him more. He played better. We played better. We won more games, so we played him more again. And there is some truth to we will here on our team with our age. We're going to err on the side of more than less with our kids. Maybe a time you have to cut them back at times, but the Truba comes in and Shifley as well. We wanted them on the ice in part, because they were helping us play well. But, you know, those are big numbers for a young man, so we do monitor it.
And how challenging is it just to log that kind of ice time as a 19-year-old in the National Hockey League?
I think if you're not a smart player, it's a real challenge. But he has a real good sense of the rush, when to jump in, when not. So he's not burning a lot of extra energy, and a real good steadying partner there in Mark Stewart. To teach him the right way to play, the right way to take care of himself. So he's got good people around him to help him, but he's got a nice foundation as a player.
As a coach, how tempted do you get, because of the talent that he has and the potential that he has, to put him into a situation where he might not be set up to succeed? Maybe you're risking it a little bit, or is it hard to balance that?
No, I think how you handle the mistakes, right? So when you look at things, and for a defenseman, bad things happen every game. Making assessment whether that's a young mistake or that's just a defenseman's mistake. He's going to have the puck on his stick as much as anybody else. Maybe Toby's another guy that handles as much. So there's going to be things happen that don't go your way. But he's a good attitude, likes playing, likes showing up for work. So, you know, you're going to support him through those things. Again, we'll watch his minutes. But when we go out there now, I mean, it's about winning hockey games. And if he can handle the minutes, and we'll say this, I'm jumping all over. He eventually is going to. He's eventually going to get to that 24 to 27-minute range very, very comfortably. We might as well put him in that role now and cut back if we need to. But I still think he's got a lot more.
I suppose the one difference between him and Mirko Mueller, who's 19 this year, is that Mueller played a more of a junior pro-style schedule. He played at the University of Michigan. But how do you think he's handled the offseason and getting ready for this coming campaign and being ready for that challenge?
Along with their whole group, you know, I think they made improvements over last year. So he came in not knowing what to expect last year, and now he had a far better understanding of that. So, and again, his play's been good, but I think he's got more. So I'm not worried about it. He's a big, strong, physical man, too, and I think that's a part of the game that you're going to see come out as he gets more and more comfortable in this league. He's not afraid of the heavy hitting. He's got a little bit of a mean streak. You're going to see that come out more as he gets more comfortable.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a quick thought on San Jose, what you see. I know Todd talked a lot about how it's going to be a matchup of pretty big clubs.
Yeah.
Just size-wise.
It's interesting. Last year while I was working in the media, I probably watched their first 15 games because I'd never seen a team that fast. I mean, they were absolutely dominant in the early going. And in this building with their home opener, we're expecting them to be as fast as all get out tonight. So both teams good size. They're really good on the puck. They're far enough along in their program with their coaching. The systems are all there. They're in place. So try to match that speed. You're going to have to play a skating game. You're going to have to get to every puck as fast as you can because they close the gap on you so quick. It's got to get moved quickly because they're defensively in the right spot. They got lots of confidence in that part of the game. So there just aren't any gaps out there. There's not any holes where you can move slowly. So it's all about who can maintain that speed as much. The physical part will be there for both teams because I think they get to their hits on time. Who can get to that puck first?